weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some rain showers are likely today, cloudy with our high nearing 44. Rain showers will continue overnight tonight with a low around 31. Partly sunny and 43 into Saturday, then clear skies over Saturday night with a low around 23. More sunshine Sunday with a high of 48 and clear skies over Sunday night with a low of 22. Sunny and 41 on Monday and clear and 25 throughout Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 41 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. Fire crews were at the scene of a structure fire in St. Mary's yesterday. It happened around 1:25 in the afternoon at 809 West Lynn Street. At 1:35, the City of St. Mary's Police and Fire Department reported on Facebook that first responders had indeed found a person had died. The cause of death is still under investigation by the state fire marshal. The identity of the deceased is being held at this time. After the Kansas electronic court system management has been down for more than 2 months, the system is slowly getting restored. The Kansas judicial branch is beginning a phased restoration project to get district courts across the state to the e-court management system. That's according to a press release from the Kansas judicial branch. Now, as the courts get access to the system, it could take several weeks for the courts to show the case events and filings while the system was down. That's also according to the press release. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office tells 13 News that just before 3 o'clock on Sunday, emergency crews were called to the 7100 block of South Montana Parkway with reports of a disturbance. When first responders arrived, they found an adult female victim. She was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect had run from the scene. Sheriff's Office did identify the suspect as Harold M.V.T. Emanuel Jr., 25, of Topeka. Just before 11 o'clock on Monday, the Sheriff's Office said Emanuel turned himself in to the law enforcement center. The Riley County Police Activity Report indicates that around 11:15 Wednesday morning, law enforcement officials were called to a home in the 300 block of Points Avenue with reports of vandalism. Then just after 4:10 p.m., Riley County PD said it was called to another home in Manhattan with reports of a domestic vandalism incident. Anyone with information about the incident should report it to the Manhattan Riley County Crime Stoppers at 785-539-7777. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. The Nebraska State Employees Union has stepped up its opposition to an action taken by Governor Jim Pillen with a legal filing against Pillen's executive order ending most remote work effective January 2nd. The Nebraska Association of Public Employees, which represents more than 8,000 state employees, filed a petition Wednesday with the Nebraska Commission of Industrial Relations demanding the state negotiate with its employees. The union had renewed its demands to negotiate last week and that the state again rebuffed those demands. A former KSNB Local 4 employee is charged with threatening a Nebraska woman. Buffalo County prosecutors charged Joe Scanlon, 27, now of Arlington, Texas, with felony terroristic threats and two misdemeanor counts of intimidation by phone or electronic communication. The woman reported a history of threatening behaviors from Scanlon over the last several months. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. But I paid over MSRP on my last car and have too much negative equity in my current vehicle. I need a Christmas miracle.
At Midwest Kia, we don't take advantage of market fluctuations by charging over MSRP. Come to Midwest Kia this Christmas for the Season of Giving Back sales event. We helped so many people in November that we've asked Santa for another $10,000 to help our customers in December. Take advantage of Kia's trade-in assistance for up to $1,000 more on any trade-in 2004 or newer. If we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's Season of Giving Back Christmas cash. Come see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on December 23rd, 2023 may not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details. No purchase necessary.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Murraysville USD 364 School Board discussed moving 6th grade classes to the junior high following site council conversations and hearing benefits that would include earlier transition, curriculum continuity, and options to include elective activities including band. Administration indicated that initial parent reaction has been favorable, but it was cautioned any such action would be a ways off. No decisions were made following the conversation. The board did unanimously approve a 3-year extension for Superintendent Darren Schrader, with salary determinations to be made at a later date. Murraysville City Council met Monday. Incoming Mayor Todd Fry presented a plaque with appreciation to Jason Barnes, recognizing his service as mayor and previously as councilman. Chris Schrader and Sheree Ferris were sworn in as newly elected council members, Schrader unseating Parker Price. Ferris took the seat held previously by Todd Fry. Options for repair of a failed storm sewer section near the former Nordis Motor Company on Broadway were discussed, and a motion to proceed with an engineering study of scope of the project by CES Group before proceeding with specific bid recommendations was approved. That project came up again in discussion with consideration of a bid for 4 manhole replacements on Center Street, which at $413,000 was over twice the initial estimate, but was the lowest on a rebid after a previous quote came in significantly higher. Delaying the project was suggested. After discussion, the interim city manager suggested steering American Rescue Plan funds earmarked toward the lagoon upgrade project be repurposed, as a new state grant through federal funding up to $1 million could be available for the lagoon. Approval was granted for the North Park neighborhood, including Debbie Lane and Park Place, to block streets this Sunday evening for a Christmas drive. A 10% increase in the annual contract with Marysville Ambulance Service was approved. Recent years' increases ranged from 2 to 6%. An update on the search for a permanent city administrator was heard, with recruitment efforts ongoing and status of applicants expected at the next meeting from the search firm that is contracted. Standing committee recommendations from the mayor were approved as he urged increased committee input on various projects going forward. Landall Company invites the community to a 60th anniversary celebration Saturday evening at Venue 36 in Murraysville. Complimentary hors d'oeuvres at 6, live music with the Wilder Horses Band, 7 till 10 p.m. Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce will judge Christmas lights Saturday evening, 5 until 9. $25 chamber bucks for first, $15 for second, and $10 third place. City of Washington will judge lights Sunday evening. First place to receive free electric service for December, a $50 credit for second, and $25 credit for third place. Maps and ballots available in Marysville from the Chamber and Main Street office, and identities for the annual lighting contest, which includes public balloting through December 24th. Streetlights in downtown Wymore will be turned off Saturday evening at 6 for a Christmas cruise under the lights. North Park Christmas lighting in Marysville is Sunday evening, 5 until 7 p.m. Enter from 12th Street at Park Place with cider, hot chocolate, and other treats offered at several stops, with Santa expected to be on hand as well. Dan Schmidt, recently elected board member for Kansas Farm Bureau, joins our public affairs conversation this weekend. airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, talking about the recent annual convention and Farm Bureau initiatives. City of Marysville Water Department will be doing an installation at a pit near 605 North 4th Street Monday, December 18th. Water may be off in the neighborhood for several hours beginning around 9 a.m. Please save drinking water as needed. Monday, December 18th in the neighborhood of 605 North 4th Street. Your news on your time. Our morning and midday news blocks are available as a podcast on our website, KNDYradio.com, and on our Facebook page. We also have archives of all of our recent ball games airing live on KNDY and our public affairs programs as well. Again, our website, KNDYradio.com, and find us on Facebook.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some rain showers are likely today, cloudy with their highs in the mid to upper 40s. Rain showers will continue overnight tonight with their lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s and mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. More sunshine as we head into Sunday with our highs in the lower 50s, northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. North wind still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Still sunny as we head into Monday with our highs in the lower to mid-40s and partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the mid-20s. Warmer on Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 50s. Then clear skies Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid-30s. And still staying warmer as we head into Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s and mostly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Light rain overnight across the region. Average high temperature mid-December 43, record high on this date 69. The average low 23 and the record low 15 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:40, sunset this evening at 5:05.
Winter doesn't arrive for a week, but for some parts of the country, the coldest days of the year are behind them. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 15th, the 349th day of the year. Comedian Tim Conway was born on this day, and Thomas Edison patented the phonograph in 1877. On average, the coldest month of the year in America is January, but that average hides a wide disparity between the eastern and western halves of the country. Except for the mountain regions, the coldest days of the winter in the western states occur in December. Eastward from the central plain states, the coldest periods occur in late January and even February for some regions. Why the difference? Blame humidity. Water warms and cools more slowly than dry land. It is the same with moisture-laden air. The arid regions of the west are quick to warm up once the days begin to lengthen. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tull. To solidify one of the best careers in Kansas State history, Cooper Beebe did just that. K-State's Beebe was named an AFCA First Team All-American, which turned him into a consensus All-American. Beebe has racked up several All-American honors from Sporting News, AP, Walter Camp, and more. He is the first back-to-back Big 12 offensive lineman of the year. Beebe was an Outland Trophy finalist, Campbell Trophy finalist, and he did accept an invitation to the Reese's Senior Bowl back in November. KU's defensive lineman Gage Keyes says he has entered the portal as a graduate transfer. Keyes transferred from Minnesota and played in 12 games for KU, totaling 21 tackles, 13 of them solo, and 4 quarterback hits. He had a career-high 5 tackles against Cincinnati, and had 2 games with 3 total tackles. Mid-American Network Sports.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Kansas City Royals exchanged pitcher Taylor Clark for a pair of minor leaguers on Thursday. Kansas City announced a trade with the Milwaukee Brewers, bringing in right-handed pitcher Ryan Brady and infielder Cam Devaney from the NL Central team. Clark pitched in 105 games for Kansas City in 2022 and 23, appearing in 58 games last season. Clark did have a 6-7 record over the course of 2 years, pitching 108 innings for the Royals. A successful season for the Jayhawks volleyball team, and some players are being recognized for it. KU finished the season 24-6 and hosted the first 2 rounds of the NCAA tournament, but lost to Penn State in 5 sets in the second round. Seaman grad and Jayhawks center Cameron Turner was named an AVCA All-American Honorable Mention, while Reagan Cooper was named an AVCA All-American third-team selection. Turner was also named the Big 12 Center of the Year. Mid-American Network Sports.
Marysville boys wrestling team hosting Concordia wins 38-30 on Thursday and travel to Abilene for the Invitational Saturday. Girls at Abilene on Thursday, Knopf wins the championship, Johnson and Latta runner-up, Hubbard finishes third, and Throm fourth place. Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Chapman, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover hosting Onega, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights is home to Donovan West. Axtell entertains Rock Hills. Washington County tips off at Centralia. Dealer Odell is at Lewiston. Saturday, Southern plays host to HTRS. College action Saturday, Kansas pregame at 11 on FM 95.5. Sunday, Kansas State pregame at 1 on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
The winter solstice is on or around December 21st each year and marks the official start of winter. A variety of trees have been used to celebrate this change of seasons. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Oak trees representing strength, protection, and endurance were typically used for the solstice bonfires. The Saxons and Celts often used the entire trunk of an oak tree and kept it burning for 12 hours on the eve of the solstice. If the fire stayed lit during the period, they believed the household would be protected and have an abundant harvest and good health. Several cultures believed evergreens symbolized immortality, protection, and future prosperity. They made wreaths and decorated their homes with boughs of fir, cedar, and pine. Small gifts for the gods of the sun, earth, and harvest were hung in pine trees. Some believe this evolved into the tradition of decorating evergreen trees for Christmas. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
The state of Minnesota has a state flag, of course, a flag flown above many sites in the state. They also have one flag that once belonged to the state of Virginia. That flag has quite a story, and is today's feature on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
It was July 3rd, 1863, and the battle still raged at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
On the last day of the battle, the 1st Minnesota was once again in place when the Confederates tried to overrun the Union line, what became known as Pickett's Charge, the high water mark of the Confederacy.
Bill Convery says the fighting was a furious burst of hand-to-hand combat, during which one of the Minnesotans captured an important symbol on the battlefield.
One of the Minnesotans, a private named Marshal Sherman, captured the battle flag of the 28th Virginia Infantry Regiment.
The 1st Minnesota Regiment and the Northern Army prevailed that day at Gettysburg, and the flag from Virginia was one of the items they carried with them from the field of battle.
The flag that the Minnesotans captured ended up coming back to Minnesota, and when many of those regimental flags were returned after the end of the war, the battle flag of the 28th Virginia didn't. And that has become kind of a sticking point between the Commonwealth of Virginia and the state of Minnesota.
While the Battle of Gettysburg ended in 1863, the battle over that flag continues to this day.
Virginia wants their flag back. The argument of the Minnesota government is this flag is part of our history, too. And what Minnesotans have decided is they want to hang on to this to remember the courage and the heroism and the sacrifice of Minnesota soldiers during the War of the Rebellion.
Over the years, the state of Virginia has requested the return of the flag many times. And each time, the state of Minnesota has declined to do so. The price in Minnesota lives to turn Pickett's Charge was a cost that makes the flag an important piece of the Gopher State's heritage, they say. And to date, that's where the flag remains, and probably always will, an artifact in the care of the Minnesota Historical Society. Traveling the countryside, at Fort Snelling, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.
Andy Y.
Someday, we might be living on the moon, and of course, we'll have to grow our own food. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Our nation's youth are working on that right now, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Youngster in your town just might have the answer on how to grow food on the moon. A global science experiment called Plant the Moon Challenge encourages kids in grades 4 through 12 to see who can grow the best crops using a lunar soil simulant. Sarah Nelson is the state STEM specialist for Iowa 4-H Youth Development and also works for the NASA Iowa Space Grant Consortium. She says teams of students will receive the simulant from the University of Florida. They will use the simulant to design and perform experiments on what kinds of crops they could grow in it.
And of course, they're going to have to be adding things to that simulant from fertilizer, you know, to other things. But they're going to try to grow different crops within a 10-week time frame and then report that back to NASA at the end of it, as long as they complete their experiment. And it'll get added to basically a global database on how can we support people when they might be living on the moon.
Teams might choose to grow row crops or fruits and vegetables, and they will have help from university plant science students to design and execute their experiments. This could have far-reaching impacts for the kids involved.
When we work with youth on different projects such as this, where you have a real result and a real thing that you're communicating out, it changes the nature of the learning, and it becomes really engaging and something that's really memorable too. And so we really hope that youth, when they participate in this, might think about a career in agriculture or, you know, in STEM, another STEM field, or with NASA.
The program kicks off at the end of February, and teams must submit their report to NASA by the end of April. Learn more about the Plant the Moon Challenge at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The small town butcher shop is not dead, at least not in Wanamingo, Minnesota. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Lindsay Loken operates Blondie's Butcher Shop just off Main Street in Wanamingo, Minnesota, population 1,116 or thereabouts. Loken's business involves processing mostly beef and pork raised by local farmers who want to sell it direct to consumers.
we've really seen the direct market, whether it's the hog, the cattle, the turkey, or the chicken sector, really expand to people wanting that straight from the farm protein. And there's always that conversation that the protein is healthy and clean in the United States, despite where it comes from and what protein it is, because we have such strict sectors.
Loken says the shop volume is about 10 to 15 cattle and hogs a week.
Our goals being smaller when it comes down to efficiency and environmental protectiveness decisions, we're a pretty high functioning plant in that matter.
Loken says Blondie's is also expanding its market reach.
We are now just tipping our toe into e-commerce and the shipping factors, which I think we're going to have to get a little more creative on boxing and things like that.
The shop's website is blondiesbutchershop.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Built on longevity and a commitment to their employees, Landall Company thanks and invites all to their 60th anniversary celebration this Saturday evening at Venue 36 in Marysville. Doors open at 5:30 with hors d'oeuvres from 6 until 8. Wilder Horses performing classic country live from 7 until 10. An appreciation for their employees and invitation to the community that's been supportive. Join Landall Company Saturday evening at Venue 36 in Marysville to celebrate 60 years of working hard and playing harder.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has officially announced their new online application portal for the direct loan customers across the nation for farmers, as the USDA Deputy Secretary Soshiel Torres-Small says the agency is trying to make things more convenient when it comes to U.S. producers in the nation.
America's farmers are working incredibly hard to make sure that we have the food and the fiber and the fuel all across the country. As you may know, about 26,000 producers every year submit direct loan applications to USDA, but often farmers end up leaving incomplete applications on the table or withdraw their direct loan applications. And so we've been digging into how to make those loans more accessible to hardworking farmers.
She goes on to say that right now it's a great option for farmers who might not have the time to stop into their local FSA office.
Folks have different ways they want to go about it. So farmers can still go into an FSA office, talk with their loan officer, and get the assistance they need there. But if they have trouble finding time to do it during business hours or want to have more time to do research on their own, now they have a way to apply for a loan online or through their cell phone even. So this is a tool that allows farmers to go to farmers.gov/loan-assistance-tool to apply online. It also allows farmers to then track the progress of their loan to see whether and how quickly it'll be approved.
Finally, she says the U.S. Department of Agriculture is rolling out the new application site in stages.
For individual farmers, it is being launched today. Now, it'll take a little bit of time as FSA works to build out the same opportunity for legal entities or for married couples applying jointly. But as of today, individual farmers will be able to apply.
That again was the U.S. Department of Agriculture Deputy Secretary Soshiel Torres-Small. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Steckline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love?
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Got a sore back after a day on the tractor? The culprit could be the seat you're sitting on and the vibration it's sending through your body. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty, economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Pain is a common complaint from farmers. Maybe they lifted too much or pulled something the wrong way, but there's another potential cause, prolonged exposure of vibration from farm vehicles. Nathan Fetke is an associate professor in the Department of Occupational and Environmental Health at the University of Iowa, which did a study on whole body vibration experienced while operating ag machinery. He says the seat is the key. Many farm machines have seats with shock-absorbing suspension, and they should be adjusted properly for the operator's weight.
And that should be easily identifiable. If someone's riding around in a machine and they feel the seat bottom out or slam down into the base plate, that seat is not working properly, it's not adjusted for the operator's weight properly, or there's some failure of the mechanism. In terms of the seat itself, just including the seat as part of the overall maintenance plan of the machine is really important. I mean, these are mechanical things.
The operator's posture is another factor.
As a person sits, the curvature on their low back is lost, typically without a lumbar support. And so you've got this sort of stretching of the low back just by the nature of the sitting posture, and then you're vibrating that low back at the same time. And so you get this repeated stretching of the low back, and that's one possible theorized mechanism for how prolonged exposure to vibration can lead to problems down the road.
The study showed ATVs and heavy utility vehicles like skid steers transmitted the highest levels of vibration, followed by tractors, pickups, and semi-trailers. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about whole body vibration at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has officially announced their new online application portal for the direct loan customers across the nation for farmers, as the USDA Deputy Secretary Sochelle Torres-Small says the agency is trying to make things more convenient when it comes to U.S. producers in the nation.
America's farmers are working incredibly hard to make sure that we have the food and the fiber and the fuel all across the country. As you may know, about 26,000 producers every year submit direct loan applications to USDA, but often farmers end up leaving incomplete applications on the table or withdraw their direct loan applications. And so we've been digging into how to make those loans more accessible to hardworking farmers.
She goes on to say that right now it's a great option for farmers who might not have the time to stop into their local FSA office.
Folks have different ways they want to go about it. So farmers can still go into an FSA office, talk with their loan officer, and get the assistance they need there. But if they have trouble finding time to do it during business hours or want to have more time to do research on their own, now they have a way to apply for a loan online or through their cell phone even. So this is a tool that allows farmers to go to farmers.gov/loan-assistance-tool to apply online. It also allows farmers to then track the progress of their loan to see whether and how quickly it'll be approved.
Finally, she says the U.S. Department of Agriculture is rolling out the new application site in stages.
for individual farmers, it is being launched today. Now, it'll take a little bit of time as FSA works to build out the same opportunity for legal entities or for married couples applying jointly. But as of today, individual farmers will be able to apply.
That, again, was the U.S. Department of Agriculture Deputy Secretary Soshiel Torres. Small Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stickline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns at manradio.com. That's ddowns at manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact.
From stylish accessories to popular toys to candles, Valley Vet Supply has gifts for everyone on your Christmas list. Things you may not have thought of. Stop by anytime at Valley Vet Supply. They're open 7 days a week. They offer outerwear as well, including boots, coats, and more. Valley Vet Supply, East Highway 36, Marysville, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 12:30 till 5.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is still in effect, but will expire at the end of 2025 if it is not extended. K-State Law Professor Roger McOwen explains what would take place without an extension. He mentions what class of people are going to feel the biggest impact if it ends.
Those expire at the end of 2025. If Congress does nothing, we revert back to prior law prior to 2018. And from the income tax side of things, it's going to be a major tax increase for many, many people. And particularly the middle to lower income people will see a greater tax increase proportionally than others will. And so it's important that Congress deals with this issue. And it'd be great if they'd tell us sooner than later as to what the rules are going to be so that we can advise clients and advise farmers and ranchers as to what they need to be doing from a tax planning standpoint.
There are many aspects to the act, and McOwen says what people should probably be the most focused on.
The federal estate tax doesn't affect very many people and very few farms and ranches. But if it comes down, of course, it will affect more. But when we talk about the income tax provisions, that hits millions upon millions of people. So it's important to know what changes, what we revert back to compared to where we are now, and what we might be able to do to plan if that's going to be what happens to us.
He says how tax deductions will be changing in the future if nothing is extended on the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
People currently in the 10% bracket, 10 is going to go to 12% starting in 2026. The 12% bracket is going to go to 15. So for those people, 12 to 15, that's a 25% rate increase. 10 to 12 is a 20% tax bracket increase. So your rate's going to go up 20% or 25%. And then the child tax credit's going to get cut in half. It's currently $2,000 per qualified child. It's going to drop to $1,000. And your refundability of that credit is currently $1,700 per child. That's what the Trump tax cuts took it to. What would happen if Congress does nothing and lets these expire is the standard deduction goes back to its old level, so it's doubled the standard deduction, but it would get cut back down. So chances are I go from a position of getting money back from the government to having a tax liability. And people need to be prepared for that, particularly lower-income people that live paycheck to paycheck. They may have a nice tax bill when it comes time to pay taxes for the 26th tax year.
That was K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen on the financial changes people might experience in 2026. Read more about it at www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning new construction? If it's an outbuilding, storage, home addition, or a new home, the pros at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber will help you put together everything you need from start to finish. They can help you with your design with recommendations and cost estimates, helping you find the right product at the right price. And it's delivered free for you when you're ready, when you shop local. Everything you need for your dream home or a simple shed is at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. Visit with them today.
KNDY.
This is Christmas season, so there isn't any reason we can't dance the Christmas polka. Hear sleigh bells ringing, everybody singing, dancing the Christmas polka. Christmas trees and holly make everyone so jolly, and love just fills the air. It's a wonderful world for a boy and a girl while dancing the Christmas polka. Merry Christmas polka. Let's dance, let's dance, let's dance. It's a sight to behold for the young and the old. Merry Christmas, polka.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
your baby boy would one day walk on water.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know?
Just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.